Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Everybody, welcome back. It's episode 11 of the Speak Your Success Podcast. We're grateful y'all are rocking with us, and we're going to go ahead and get into it. So we've been talking with a few people, and one thing that somebody shared with me, it was actually Becky. Yes, Becky with the good hair, who just recently dropped a podcast. And one thing Becky said was, Jonathan, I like when you share clips from you doing speaking engagements because I haven't seen you speak live before. So when you share clips of your speaking engagements, I get that opportunity to actually hear you feel like I get brought into a presentation. So Becky said that. A few other people said that. So I was like, dope. Well, I guess we can go ahead and share some clips. So y'all, today I'm going to share with you a presentation I actually did earlier this week at Mountain View College. We're talking about networking and we're talking about relationships because the topic of today's episode is always putting people first because it's all about building relationships. So we're going to go ahead and get into today's topic. I'm going to drop this clip for y'all. And shout out to Becky with the good hair. She recently dropped a podcast. It's entitled Unspoken Words Podcast. So I'd encourage y'all to check her out. And we're going to go ahead and run that clip.
But like I said, we're here to talk about networking today. But I like relationships better than networking. Because networking, I mean, it sounds good. You know, networking is something that it's trendy. Networking events are stuff that they have all over the city. They have more than you can imagine in Dallas. But all of them, you're not always building relationships. So that's what we're really going to unpack today. And I want to take y'all a little bit back in my journey. One morning I was at home. I probably was like 10 years old, something like that. And my mom woke me up on Saturday. She said, son, wake up. She said, wake up. And I said, why? Why? Because y'all know at that age, you're young. And some of y'all might still do it. Might stay up real late, knowing you have to be up early in the morning. She woke me up and said, son, I want you to come with me. I said, mom, where are we going? She said, if you come with me, I'll take you to get McDonald's breakfast. Exactly. I said, wait a minute. Hold on. I don't know where we're going, but I do know that I'll have McDonald's breakfast by the time we're done. So I hopped in the car, strapped up my seatbelt. I was ready to go. I said, let's make it happen. I don't know where we're going, but let's get this McDonald's breakfast because that's what I want. Then we popped up at this nonprofit. I said, what is this? There were all these people. It was around the holidays. They were doing a food drive, food pantry. So there are people coming up, getting turkeys, getting hams, getting different stuff like that. And I saw my mom, you know, handing these things out, handing these boxes out. And I was like, what are we? I didn't really know what we were doing. I didn't understand the purpose at that time. But my mom wanted to introduce me into giving back and what that looks like. And during that time, like I said, I saw my mom doing these things, so I just followed suit. I just started doing the same thing that she was doing. She was picking up a box. I was picking up a box. I guess you want to carry a turkey? I'll carry a turkey, too. What difference does it make? But one thing my mom was trying to show me there was the importance of relationships. Because she worked for that CEO there at that nonprofit. And I was there 10 years old. Then after, I came back the next summer. And then he offered me a job. He said, Jonathan, would you like to have a job? Because I know at this time, you know, I was on break for summer. Now I'm 15 and 16 years old at the time. And he's like, I know you need some change in your pocket. Would you like to get a job? And I said, well, I mean, I know how the business runs a little bit, so I guess I'll take the job. Understanding that this was once again a relationship. And there's something called the trust, like, and know factor. He trusted me because he knew my mother. He liked me because he saw the work ethic that I had. And then he knew me personally because he saw me working there years and years before. So that's something we always want to think about when we talk about networking, talk about relationships. Because if you don't know me and you're looking for, what do you like to do? What's fun for you? Sleeping. Playing basketball. Yeah. Playing basketball. Okay, playing basketball. Okay, that's a great example, actually. We talk about playing basketball. And then it's like, okay, there's somebody coming up to you right here. There's somebody coming up to you. They say, let me train you. You look at them. And you start to ask, why would I let you train me? I'm sure that's first. Why would I let you train me? Right? Or whatever else it is. Because you don't know them. How can you trust somebody you don't know? Versus if she's a trainer and she's like, hey, after you graduate and all, she's like, hey, well, let me train you. And then you'd be like, okay, well, what do you have going on? You at least give her opportunity because you trust her. You might like her because I guess y'all might be teammates. And then you can say you know her. If we know somebody, then it makes it easier to like them because we're around them more often. And then, therefore, we can trust them. So he gave me the opportunity to have that job then. And then I began to work there. And then in that time, I began to realize something. That it's the first point I want to share with y'all today. The first point would be, we always have to put people first. I went back to the nonprofit. Now I'm volunteering because I realized that we always have to put people first. This is in relationships. This is in life. This is in business. The people that y'all are meeting now have the ability to change the trajectory of your life. There's people in this room right now. You might not trust them, you might not like them, you might not know them yet. But when you start to talk to some of these people, then you begin to see the value that they bring. Everybody's a resource. Everybody is a resource, especially when it comes to relationships. Because like you said, y'all play basketball. One thing you don't know is I played for Richland's junior college team and we won the national championship.
What year?
09. Check the stats. check the stats. Check the stats. Check the stats. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Fact check it. You can fact check it. I was gonna wear the ring, but I didn't want to do that. But we're not with that. I'm not here for that today. I'm not here for that. But what I want y'all to understand is that people are resources, and you have to take these opportunities that you have and the accessibility that you have to get connected with people. But you can't get connected with people if you're always going in saying, "What can I get out of this? How can I benefit? But what's in it for me?" That's actually how I addressed it. Y'all heard me say, she said McDonald's breakfast, so I was going. I wasn't going because I wanted to help the people. I was going because I wanted to get fed.
After we just unpacked that clip, I just wanted to share that with you all because I think sometimes in relationships, or really sometimes in networking, we can get so caught up in looking at and trying to figure out what can we get out of the deal. How can we win? But I'm trying to come up. And oftentimes getting that mindset, because I was here personally. Like I said in my story, I was trying to get McDonald's breakfast. I was trying to eat. I didn't care about whoever was there. I didn't care what we were doing. I just knew I went because I was going to benefit from it ultimately. And if we begin to switch that and reverse the roles and see how we can help others benefit, I think that's when the game really changes for us. Because in business, everybody is always trying to see what they can get out of it, of course. But if we switch the roles, which I'm going to talk about in the quote of the week, and just see how we can add value to other people, then we begin to build more relationships. Then we increase our network. And one thing I've seen thrown around, this quote, I've seen it tweeted, and the quote reads, "Your network determines your net worth." One more time, your network determines your net worth. And I truly believe that, because the more people that you surround yourself with, the more thought leaders you surround yourself with, the more influential individuals you surround yourself with, you can take up the choice of helping them and adding value to them. And then when it comes time for somebody else to know or somebody else to need a service that you offer, just like I referred to in the clip, the trust, like, and know factor, they're going to say, hey, I trust you. I know you. And I definitely like you, so I'd be willing to refer business your way. And that's really how it goes, because this past week, I had the opportunity to go to an event. It was called the Shoot Your Shot Happy Hour. Shoot Your Shot Happy Hour, and it was put on by Network and Chill and JCI Creatives. And I was grateful to be a part of that event. I was grateful to be included and be one of the eligible networkers, because I know Jaron Collins, the owner and the founder of JCI Creatives. And me and him have known each other because, one, we were in the same professional networking group. And through meeting Jaron, then he ultimately asked me to be a part of this event. But even before that, I knew he did videography. I knew he did photography. So therefore, I was like, wait a minute. My dad's having an event coming up. We need a videographer. Somebody I trust, Jaron Collins. Somebody I know, Jaron Collins, because me and him have got to know each other better since 2017. And now going into 2018, we've developed a stronger bond and a stronger relationship. Do I like the guy? Yeah, I like Jaron. And I knew him, like I said before, and he had my trust because I've seen him and I've seen his work ethic on social media. I've seen his work ethic personally. I've seen the way he hustles and I've seen the way that he always seeks to add value to other people. So I shout out Mr. Jaron Collins because he is a phenomenal individual. And as well as Ms. Lauren, who is the creator, I believe, of Network and Chill. You can fact check me on that. Because they're doing great things in the city. They put on the happy hour event, and next thing you know, the event popped up on CW33. So that's dope. Kudos to them. They're out here killing it. So now I'm going to go and just share some application, because some people might say, John, how do I add value to people? How does that even happen? Well, I just want to pose some questions to you that can help get the thought process going. And I'm going to let you do the critical thinking on this one this week. I'm not going to give you direct application. I'm going to let you apply it to where you see fit. So the first thing is, are you seeing how you can add value to people? Because I'm a firm believer that people around us are hurting. People around us are in need of help. And if we open our eyes in our immediate circle, we can see those friends who need help. We all have a friend who has posted something on social media about them starting a business. We all have a friend who has posted something on social media about them trying to raise money for a nonprofit foundation or for a foundation that they have, 501c3, things like that. But are you just, you know, saying, I'm not going to help you? Or you're just looking at it and saying, I can't let you get further than me in life, so I'm just going to take you down with me. And when we begin to do that, we have to be very careful. Because if we see somebody looking for help, needing help, why should we not help them? If we have the time and or if we have the resources, I mean, I feel like it makes sense to help. Secondly, we talked about the trust, like, and know factor. If you looked at yourself like you had an out-of-body experience and you looked at yourself, would you trust, would you like, and would you even know yourself? Because sometimes I had to have this realization with myself, and there have been times I couldn't trust myself. There have been times I did not like myself because, like I told y'all before, I had a terrible attitude. Sometimes, even now, I have to check myself. God has to get me right because my attitude still can be trash at times. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. And do you know yourself? Because I think knowing yourself is something that really causes us to critical think. I think knowing ourselves is something that causes us to really self-reflect, to know our strengths, to know our weaknesses, to know that we have a bad attitude, to know that we don't take the time in going to meet people, even though we might be in a business that is connecting people. So, application, let's think about that. And then one more question. When was the last time that you did something for someone without expecting anything in return? Ooh, what have you done for me lately? Ooh, yeah. Dun. I'm just saying, like, let's just think about it. And let's see. When was the last time? When was the last time? Now we're going to go ahead and transition, and we're going to go into get to the challenge by choice. The challenge by choice this week, I want you to see who you can be of assistance to this week, because y'all know people in your circle that are hurting. Y'all know people in your circle that need help. Can you chat with a friend about an issue that's been plaguing them? Maybe you can be a listening ear for somebody who just got broke up with, somebody who needs somebody to talk to. Maybe you can just be there and listen. Maybe you can be a friend who allows somebody to spitball ideas with you. You don't have to say, yes, this is great, no, this is terrible, but you can just sit there and listen. Just listen. Are you willing to show up? Are you willing to support a friend who's having an event and you know they'll be shorthanded? Come on. Y'all know people who are putting on events. Y'all know people who are doing things, and y'all know people that need help. So don't be a bitter Betty. Don't be a Danny Downer. And let's support. Let's add value to people. This is how you build relationships. Because the way you truly are able to help people is when you put them first. When you put them first, then you take a back seat sometimes. And nothing is wrong with that. Because these people appreciate it. These people need it. And these people will love you forever. Just something to think about. Something to think about. And we're going to go ahead and move to the winner's circle of the week. Today in the winner's circle, we want to acknowledge the solution to your math problems. This gentleman is an educator. This gentleman is a mathematics consultant and an online math tutor. Y'all, I wish I knew this brother when I was in middle school, because I've told y'all a few times, middle school, I got a grade on a math test that was actually a football score, and it was a low football score. It was like a 14. The teacher gave it back to me. She said, "What is this, Jonathan? This is terrible." I looked at her, and I said, "You know what? It is," and I threw it in the trash. And she said, "But y'all need to get these papers signed." I'll tell y'all about that story on another episode. But anyway, without further ado, can I get a drum roll, please? And today we want to induct into the winner's circle. We want to induct Mr. Dana W. Harris. You can find him on IG at YG Math Tutoring. Let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Harris. This is a vision that he had in high school. As a high school student, Dana simply enjoyed helping his peers during math class. He went on to obtain a Bachelor's of Science in Mathematics. Man, that's dedication. And he eventually would become a math teacher in high school. He would become a high school teacher. Harris began to offer private tutoring lessons as a solution to help students whom lack certain fundamental skills needed to be successful in mathematics. Y'all, I needed him in high school. I needed him in middle school. I needed him in college. Man. Mr. Harris also had a desire to help more students like his own son that require one-on-one instructions with math. After tutoring students in mathematics for over a decade, that's 10 years in the game. Ooh, he got experience, y'all. He got experience. He continues to seek out innovative ways to close the gap among students in mathematics. Educator, mathematics consultant, online math tutor, and a father. Come on, brother, let's go. Help me applaud. Help me induct Mr. Dana Harris into the winner's circle. We'll have to add his links in the show notes. We'll have his website. We'll have his YouTube and his Instagram, because every day he goes on Instagram and he uploads a video of him doing like a math problem on the whiteboard. It's dope. I saw it. I was like, man, I needed him when I was going through math, when I was going through my struggles. We'll talk about that in another episode as well. But you can find him on younggurusmathtutoring.com. We're also going to have this information in the show notes just to make sure that y'all get an opportunity to connect with Mr. Harris, because he is the real deal when it comes to math. He does not play. Like he said, he's the solution to your math problems. And we're talking about relationships. We're talking about adding value to people, because that's important. So the quote of the week is coined by the great Zig Ziglar. And the quote reads, "You can have everything in life you want if you would just help enough other people get what they want." Sounds like Mr. Ziglar is telling us to add value. Sounds like he's telling us to build relationships. There's a lot in that quote. There's a lot to unpack right there in that quote. But you can get everything in life you want if you would just help enough other people. If you will just help enough other people get what they want. Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. So as we prepare to wrap it up, as we prepare to get out of here, we're very glad that you all took the time to join us on the Speak Your Success podcast today. We do not take it for granted. So with that being said, we're about to go ahead and get out of here. Once again, Mr. Dana Harris, a.k.a. the solution to your math problems, we'll have his information in the show notes to get you connected. If you need to get some help, you need to get some math tutoring, we'll have all that information for you. But just so y'all know, you can catch our podcast on the iTunes app, the podcast app, as well as on SoundCloud. We would encourage you to subscribe. We would encourage you to leave your comments and leave your feedback, especially on SoundCloud. We're getting real active and getting real nifty on SoundCloud. So we've definitely appreciate all the feedback we've been getting and all the love that y'all been showing. As well as you can feel free to connect with us on Twitter at Speak, the letter Y, Success. That's on Twitter. And on Instagram, you can connect with the Speak Your Success podcast at Speak Your Success. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to submit a topic, sponsor the podcast, shoot us over an email to info@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. Or if there's an upcoming event and you're looking to book me as a speaker or place an order for an autographed copy of Process, be sure to visit jonathanjonesspeaks.com. And this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life of your dreams. Take care, family. Jonathan Jones, signing out.